Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Katshelem. We're now in Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Lamed Amud Bet, near the top of the Amud, with the fourth case in our Perak of Cheskat HaBatim. Hahuda Amar Le L'Chavrei, a fellow said to another, my bait Bahi Ara. Again, like the third case, he's telling him, you are on my land. Amar Le Mi Plonya Zvanya, Zvina, I bought it from Plony. V'chalte Shnei Chazaka, and I've been here for 3 years. Amar Le Plonya Gazlanahu, he said, Plony's a Gazlan. So Marley Bahitli Sadi Datoyim Lchibach, but I have witnesses that I came to you and I asked you if I should buy the land of Martli Zilzovin. You told me to buy the land, certainly demonstrating you don't own it. Why didn't you get it, try to get it back at that point? Amarli Asheni Noachli Varishon Kashay Menu. He said, I thought it'd be easier to get the land away from you than to get the land away from that guy. That guy's a tough guy. So I figured if you bought it from him, then I'd be able to get it back. Sounds like a strange claim, but Amarava Dina Kamarle, he's saying correctly. Now, Kiman, Ka'admon, it sounds like Rava is taking sides in the machlok between Admon and the Chachamim in the last pack of Ketubot, and he's taking Admon's position. Let's say a fellow claims that a field is his, and yet he himself is signed on the Shtar Mecher as an aid that it goes to somebody else. Admon Amar Sheni Noach LeRishon Kashemenu. He has a claim of saying, sure, I wanted to support the sale from A to B because A, who stole it from me, is a tough guy. I can't get it from him. B bought it. Now B I can get it from, which means I did not admit that the land is not mine just because I signed on the deed of sale. Chum Omrim Imbedet Zchuto. Chum said, no, you signed on. You don't have no chance. It sounds like Rav is passing like Admon. So no, afilu temer rabbanan. Rava's position could even follow rabbanan. Hatam avad lemaaseh. In the case of the shtar, he actually signed his name. That is proof positive that he doesn't have a claim to the land. Hacha dibur avid. Here, all he did was to say avid inish to mikri v'amar. Here, it's just dibur. Here, the guy just said, I'm advising you to buy the land. He didn't do anything. And sometimes a person will say that because they got a calculation, which is you buy the land, then I can get it back. All right, case number five. Ahuda Amarle L'Chavrei, my boy Bahayara, again, what are you doing on the land? Amarle Plonya Zvinta, again, I bought it from somebody else. V'chalte Shnei Chazaka, and I've been here for Shnei Chazaka. Amarle Plonya Gazlanahu, again, Plonya's a Gazlan. So Amarle Bahayit Lisadi, the Atit Pu'urtav, Amarle Zavna Niyali. Now, this is a stronger argument. I, the Machzik, say, you came to me last night, or one evening, and I have witnesses that you came, and you asked me to buy it. Amarle Amina Izbun Dinoi. Because I again was thinking, maybe you'll buy it and then maybe I'll be able to get a better chance. Amarava Avid Inish to Zavin Dinoi. Sometimes people do that. I'm sorry. You came to me at night and you wanted to buy it from me. In other words, today you're coming to Beit Din and saying that it's yours. But last night you came and you wanted to buy it from me. And you asked me to sell it to you. So isn't that a clear admission that the land's not yours? So Amarle Amina Izbun Dinoi. I said maybe I'll buy my din, meaning really I can go to court. But going to court's a pain. If I can get the land from you at a cheap price, then it's worth it rather than having to go to court. So Rava said, I'm an Inish to Zavin Dinoi. Sometimes people do that. And therefore that's a valid claim. And therefore, at least the fellow coming and saying, please sell me the land is not proof positive that it's not his. Okay, next case. Ahuda Amarle Chavrei my bite Bahayara. Again, I'm gonna get off my land. Amarle mi plonya zvina, machalte shnei chazaka. He said, I bought it from Plony, and I've been there Shnei Chazaka. Amar Lei, v'anakit nashtar d'zavni Lei, minei ha'arba shani. Now, we think that when the guy says, I've been here for Shnei Chazaka, means I've been here three years. So the claimant comes and says, but I have a shtar that 4 years ago I bought it. So that means my shtar predates your Chazaka. Amar Lei, misavrat Shnei Chazaka tlat shani kamina. You think when I said Shnei Chazaka, I meant 3 years? Shnei Chazaka tuva kamina. I mean, I've been here a long time. 3 years and way more. So Amarav Avidi Inish to Karl Shani Tuva Shnei Chazaka. That's a common thing that people will say Shnei Chazaka, and they're referring to many years, not just three. But Vahani Mila to Achla Shava. But remember the other fellow had a shtar that goes back 4 years. So this Chazaka has to be at least 7 years, meaning at least 3 years before the shtar. Kona Chazaka Dahai L'Shtar Dahach. His Chazaka predates the shtar, meaning he's been there 3 years before the shtar was written. Aval Sheet, but let's say his Chazaka was 6 or 5 years, let's say. There's no greater protest against this fellow sitting on the land than the owner during the first 3 years selling it and signing a shtar, selling it to another fellow. So that would certainly be a proof. Okay. The Machzik would not have a good claim if there was a shtar written selling that property during the first 3 years of his presence there. Now, we're moving away temporarily from the Hu Gavra series of particular cases, and now a theoretical discussion, this one taking place in Pumbedita and Rabba's Beis Medrash. Zelmer Shalavotai, Zelmer Shalavotai. Two people come arguing about the title of the land, and each one says it's my ancestral land. Hi, Aitisadi Dav Hatehu. One brings witnesses to that effect. Hi, Aitisadi Dav Chloshne Chazaka. The other guy brings witnesses that he's been there for 3 years. So, Amar Rabba Malo Lashakir. He says, the guy with the Chazaka has a Malo Lashakir, as amigo. He boy Amar Minach Zvanta Vachalteshne Chazaka. Because he could have said, I bought it from you and I've been here 3 years. And he didn't say it, so we should believe him that it really is his and his ancestors. Amar Le Abaye, Malo Lashakir, Malkamedim Lamrinan. Abaye says, no, Malo Lashakir doesn't go against Edim. And we've got Edim testifying that it really is this fellow's ancestral land. Now, Hadar Marle, now, let's try the second thing. Let's say that the fellow who lost, who had claimed it was his ancestral land, but who had witnesses only to Chazaka, then turned around and said, "In davatachi, you're right, it was your ancestors, uzvanta minach, and I bought it from you." And now he explains, you know why I said it was my ancestral land? I had such a secure hold on it, it was like an ancestral land. In other words, he gives an interpretation to his words. The question is, toin v'chozer v'toin, can you change your taina? Can you make a claim, and then when things don't go your way, modify your claim? Do we accept the second claim, or do we say, you've made your claim, you're out of here? Oin toin v'chozer v'toin. So Ula mar toin v'chozer v'toin. Ula says you can do so. Nahardei Amri, the Nahardei, we've talked about them several times, the ones who were in the basement in Pumbedita, originally from Nahardea, say, eno toin v'chozer v'toin. You can't. Once you've made a taina, that's it. Modi Ula will admit that you can't make a second claim. His original claim was, it was my ancestral land and not yours, to Enotoin V'chozavetoin, for a simple reason. Because now when he comes with a second story, he said, yeah, it really was your ancestral land, but I bought it. Now he is contradicting what he originally said, and then we don't accept this second Tana, and he lost. Let's say the fellow was in Beit Din and didn't say anything. Then he walks outside, then he comes up with the Tana, Eno Chozavetoin. We will never allow him to have a second Tana. Why Taima? Tante Agmeri. Somebody coached him outside. Somebody said, listen, say it this way, say it that way. And then he comes in and has got a Tana, then we don't accept it. On the other side, the Nahardei, who said you cannot reformulate your claim, will admit, if you say it this way, if he says, it was my ancestors, because my ancestors bought it from your ancestors, the Chozavetoin. That's a valid thing, because there he's not at all changing our understanding of what was said before. He said it was his ancestral land. He says, yes, and I'm not contradicting your witnesses who say it was your ancestral land. Your parents sold it to my parents. Let's say you have a guy who's standing outside, doesn't make a Tana, and he walks in with a Tana to Beit Din. The Chozavetoin, he can reformulate his Tana, my Tana. There are people who keep things close to the vest, and they won't tell people the things after outside. And then when they come to the Beit Din, they'll give their Tana. Okay, Amar Meimer Ana Nahardai Ana. I am a Nahardai myself. And my position is, although you represented the Nahardai's position was you can't reformulate your Tana, my position is you can reformulate your Tana. Again, unless you are absolutely contradicting your original Tana, but not when you're giving it an interpretation like, well, it really, I bought it from you, but it was Avotecha because it felt like that secure. And that is the halacha, like Ula and like Amemar's representation of the Nahardai position. Now, again, on this Zeromer Shalavotai, and this is now in Rav Nachman's Beis Medrash, Zeromer Shalavotai, Hai Aiti Sadi Davate V'Achlishne Chazaka. One of them brings witnesses that it is ancestral land, and he's been there 3 years. V'Hai Aiti Sadi V'Achlishne Chazaka. The other brings witnesses that he's been there 3 years, but not about ancestral land. Rav Nachman Uki Achila L'Bahari Achila. So Rav Nachman says, the testimony on each side of the chazaka, of having devoured the land for 3 years, knocks each other out. Double knockout. And now the guy who claims it's ancestral land, he gets to keep it. He's the one left standing. So Amalei Rava, he says, but that testimony that it's ancestral land has been muchash because you've accepted the other fellow's testimony of his chazaka, and he's accepted both. So we said we can't accept any of this testimony. So Amrlei Nehi did Kachash Ba'achilata. He said, no, the testimony of ancestral land was only challenged because of the devouring. Nobody has disproven that this was A's ancestral land. So now, Lema Rav of Rav Nachman and Plukta Rav Huna Rav Chista Kamipalgi. Perhaps Rav and Rav Nachman are replaying the machloket of Rav Huna and Rav Chista, which is Deitmar Shneki Teiri Machishot Zuadzu. If you have two sets of witnesses that have different stories, one says the murder happened at 4 o'clock, the other said it happened the next day, whatever. Am Rav Huna Zuba Bifneatzmo Mida Zuba Bifneatzmo Mida. They come independently and give their testimony, and we accept both sets to whatever extent we can. These guys are Eidei Sheker, and I have nothing to do with them, and I don't accept them at all. So, Lamer of Nachman Dam Rav Kuna, Rav Huna. It sounds like Rav Nachman says we do accept the testimony for whatever part we can get out of it that is not contradicted, and therefore it's a double knockout, and the guy's left with his testimony about ancestral land. Rav seems to say, once we've identified, at least according to our framework, that these witnesses are not telling the truth, they're totally out. The answer is no. Alimid Rav Chista Kolayam Aloplegi. Everybody understands Rav Chista's position. Rav Chista's position is very straightforward, and that is that these are Eidei Sheker, and we're not going to accept them. The question is, what do we do with Rav Huna's position? Kiplegi Alimid Rav Huna. Rav Nachman Krav Huna. Rav Nachman says straight up like Rav Huna, which is that we accept the testimony for whatever isn't contradicted. For Rava, he says, Ad kan lo kama Rav Huna ela edut acheret. Rava says that Rav Huna's position that we can accept their testimony is only that they're not Eidei Sheker and we can accept them for some other testimony. But he agrees that we can't take any of their testimony for this testimony which has been challenged. So in other words, in the same way, this testimony that was ancestral and everything else, it's all been blown out because we have two contradictory sets of witnesses and therefore the entire thing is blown out. That's Rava's position. He says Rav Huna would agree with that. Now, next piece to the puzzle. Hadar Aiti Sadi Davatehi. Let's say the second guy, and this is where it gets very difficult, the second guy who, remember, the first guy, we'll call him A, had testimony that the land was his ancestral land, and that the land was that he had been a chazaka, and the second guy we'll call him B, only had edut of a chazaka. So let's say that we now grant the land based on Rav Nachman's ruling to A, and then B comes with witnesses that it really was his ancestral land. Amar of Nachman, Anan Achtine, Anan Maskinele. We took him off the land, we'll put him back on the land. In other words, Laziluta de Beitin Lochashina. We're not concerned that it's going to weaken the integrity of the Beitin because the Beitin made a decision and is now going back. Metiv Rava. So Rava challenged his Rebbe on this issue. Do we act conservatively, if you will, in order to maintain the integrity of Beitin? V'itame Rabbi Zeira. Perhaps Rabbi Zeira challenged him. Shnaim omim metum, shnaim omim lo met. This is in the case of Yevamot, in Masachet Yevamot, about a man who's disappeared and we don't know what happened to him. Two people come and testify that he's dead, and two people testify that he's not dead. Or shnaim omim garsha, shnaim omim lo garsha, testimony whether or not she's divorced. Harezu lo tinase, she's not allowed to marry, because the edut knocks each other out, we got nothing. V'niseit lo tetse, but if she did marry, then she doesn't have to get divorced. Because she married based on two edim who said she was free to marry. Menachem Rabbi Yossi or Mary Tetzer. Menachem Rabbi Yossi says she does have to get divorced, right? Because Menachem Rabbi Yossi ematayanu Mary Tetzer, but only in what case? Bizman shabau edim achakach niseit. Only if the edim came first, and after she heard two yes, two no, she went ahead and got married anyways. Then she has to get divorced. Aval niseit v'achakach bau edim. But let's say two guys came and said she's dead. The Beit Din said get married. She got married, and then two guys came and said, no, he's not dead, then she doesn't have to leave if she got married in the meantime. Harizulot Tetzei. So, and the assumption is because he's concerned about the reputation of Beit Din. Beit Din said she can get married. If Beit Din turns around after and said, oops, then nobody's going to be able to trust the Beit Din. So that's Rav's challenge to Rav Nachman. So Amar Lei, Rav Nachman here says, Ana Savar L'Me'avad Uvda. I was about to put a guy back on the field based on this new testimony. Now that you've refuted me, and by the way, Rav Nuna also challenged me, the same kind of challenge, now I'm not going to paskin that way. And then, surprise, surprise, Rav Nachman indeed went and put that guy back on the field based on the New Testimony, which means he did another reversal. It ended up being a 360. Now, man, the chaz yosara ta'uta hibiyadei. Some, the onlooker thought Rav Nachman made a mistake, that he forgot that he had changed his mind. Volohi, that's not the case. Shuntali Bashti Ravi, he was hanging from some very high trees, meaning he was relying on some very strong opinions, that none. And this next piece will take us almost to the end of the sugya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Malin Likun Al Pi Re'echad. Rabbi Yehuda said, you cannot have somebody be considered a kohen based on the one witness saying he's a kohen. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ematai, when's that? Makom Sheish Orin. Only if somebody challenges him being a kohen, says he's a Ben Grusha, whatever. Aval, Makom Sheish Orin, if nobody challenges him being a kohen, Malin Likun Al Pi Re'echad. One guy says he's a kohen, we can make him a kohen, we can let him marry based on that, etc. Shungam Liyal Omer Mishum Rabbi Shim Ben Haskan. And Ben Haskan means, of course, there's somebody with a connection to the Mikdash. You can have somebody become a kohen mapir echad. And the question is, Rashban kind of Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua, and Rashi ben Gamliel are saying the same thing. Eid echad is good. Except Rechitemra, you're echadi kaminayu, maybe they're disagreeing about what happens if one person challenges. In other words, Rabbi Lazar savar ir echad, that if one person challenges, that's already a challenge, and then you need to aid him. Rashi Gamliel Savar, are you a traitor? Rashi Gamliel says, no, you need two people to challenge before you can necessitate any edim. That doesn't work. Rabbi Yochanan, Divra Kol, any Ir Pachat Mishtaim. He says, there's never such a thing as a challenge to anybody's status with less than two people challenging. So Ir Adachad doesn't exist. That can't be. Ela Ir Atrei, two people challenge. V'achamai Askinah, what's the case? Kigon, here we go. D'machazkinan le bi'avot b'avua d'haikut d'koinu. This fellow, we knew his father was a coin. We assumed his father was a coin. So therefore we assumed him to be a coin. And then we heard a rumor. We didn't know when this was a rumor that this fellow was a Ben Grusha Ben Chlutza. His father had a relations with a Grusha, and that was the result. And then we said, you're no longer a coin. And then one aide came and said, he is a coin. Because so far we've got nothing but rumors. Then we got one aide saying he's a coin. We made him a coin. Now two people came and confirmed the rumor and said he's a Ben Grusha. And we took him down again. And one witness came, another witness came to confirm the first witness's report that he really is a kosher coin. And at this point we assume that Rishon Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar agree that Eidim can be combined even if they don't come together. And the machloket is simply, are we concerned that the Beit Din is going to lose its integrity because it keeps changing this guy's status based on new information? Lazar says, once we've knocked him down, we don't bring him back up. We knocked him down, we can bring him up. I'm not concerned about the integrity of the Beit Din, meaning, of course I'm concerned, but I'm not concerned so much that I'm going to not allow this guy to be a coin based on the new evidence. Alright. Now, Matkif Ravashi, Ravashi said, Yachi Ma'ir Yachad. So then, why do you need to have a case where there's one witness? I feel the betray Nami. You would have the same problem even if two witnesses came. And later said he's a coin. He says, everybody agrees that there's no problem with Zilut Levedina, which, by the way, totally supports Rav Nachman's position, and that's why he put the guy back on the field. Everybody agrees that you have to act and do the proper law and not worry about the integrity of the Beit Din, or not let that concern override doing the law properly. The machloket is simply, can you put together two witnesses that come at separate times? It's the same machloket we have in Makot. Eidim can only be Eidim if they watch the action together. Rabbi Shimon Bar Chaimer, afilu b'zachar zeh, even if they saw it separately. A famous thing about looking through two different windows. But their Eidut doesn't work unless they testify together. He says even differently, says you can have one witness come today and another witness come tomorrow. But our concern, of course, is the first Tana. The first Tana says that they have to witness the fact together, and then of course Rav Shimon Korcha says, but they have to testify together, and Rav Natan says, no, you can testify separately. Two, one guy here, one guy there makes two, and you got testimony. So therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, in this case, the way that we constructed the case, one guy came now, two guys came later to mess him up, and another guy came to confirm the first guy. That guy confirms the first guy, which of course restores us back to the chazaka that the father was a proper kohen. We put the two together, we got Eidut. Rabbi Elazar will say, no, you have to have them come together. We didn't have two come together to say he's good, but we did have two come together to say he's not good, and therefore he's not good. But everybody will agree that if we have proper testimony that he's good, we'll make him good even though we declared him to be an unfit Kohen, because we're not, our concern for the integrity of the Beit Din will not override our carrying out proper justice. And so therefore, Rav Nachman, back in our case, when he went out after being challenged by Rav and by Rav Hanuna, and nonetheless decided to allow the fellow who had the new testimony that it was his father's ancestral land, to put him back on the land, was following very strongly in the way that we end up interpreting this Mishnah, according to all Tanoim, that the law must be carried out, and luzilut ve'dina lo cheshinun. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful day. We'll pick up with our next round of cases. Again, Ahuda Amar Lechavrei, my bait b'hai ara, what are you doing on my land? We'll pick up with that in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.